Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Tonight, no exception. Here we are, fourth and final hour, Frankly Speaking Radio. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, our website is franklyspeakingradio.com. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. All that having been said, let's get back to Frank in New York. Frank, you just asked me my opinion of the whole thing going on with all that. Well, I'll be honest with you. Since you asked me to be honest, I will be honest. My honest opinion is I'm not involved. You said I'm there. I'm not there.
That's not your opinion of what took place.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That is. I mean.
Listen. Let me finish
okay.
now. Okay? When you said I'm there.
I don't mean to be a prosecutor here.
Well, that's okay. You're entitled. But you got to let me respond.
Okay.
Thank you. So what I'm saying is you said I'm there. Where am I exactly? Because I'm not in Texas. I'm at Republic Broadcasting. My show starts at 11 p.m. How much interaction do you think I have with other hosts or know anything about anything?
You know what? You made a great point. I never thought of that.
See, here's the thing.
I am out of line. I really am.
No.
I was thinking, when I see all you guys on one station,
mm-hmm.
I guess I presume that you were all talking to each other and maybe in personal contact. And obviously you're not. You're coming from all different parts there.
Yeah, we're all over the place. I mean, the network is based in Texas, but the hosts aren't all there. I mean, I'm in Arkansas.
Right.
And then my shift is 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Obviously, I don't pop right into bed as soon as I get home. So, you know, I do a lot of work during the day. I don't always have time to tune in to find out what's going on all the various networks and what all the hosts are doing. I have conversations with some of the people. I'm friends with some of them.
What's your perspective? Maybe you don't know the truth. How's that?
My perspective is this. At this network, when we say you can handle the truth, there's an additional burden that goes on your shoulders with that, and that is you have the ability to discern the truth. Figure it out for yourself. You come up with your own opinions. Well, who am I to tell you what you should or shouldn't think?
Well, no, I'm just asking you what your opinion of the situation was.
My assessment of the situation is that I think that it was handled incorrectly on the part of the people who choose to try to paint John Stadtmiller as the bad guy. I think
I kind of concur. You know what I mean? I think we get a lot of knowledge from the other direction, but, you know, it seemed like, you know, there was a raid going on in one direction, okay? I understand what you're saying. You're not there, but obviously, there's a lot of listeners right now who don't have the connections, the knowledge that you have.
Sure.
And I appreciate your saying what you feel. And
well,
I'll tell you, that's going to carry a little weight with me, okay? I think you're coming from your heart, and I think you're an honest man.
Well, here's the thing, and I'll be honest with you. I have been fired from every radio job I've ever had, with the exception of this one, and I have quit almost every job that I haven't been fired from for a violation of what I felt was a principle. I have worked now for John for over 3 years, and I'm still here. So that should tell you something about how I feel about John Stadtmiller, how I feel about Republic Broadcasting, the people who work there. I think that there are people who are opportunistic in the radio business. There are people who are in it for fame and fortune and money and all that jazz, all the glory and name recognition they can.
Time out. Are you referring to Alex Jones?
No. I'm referring to every single radio person I've known in the 14 years of broadcasting experience that I've had.
Okay.
And it's not just talk radio. It's music radio, everything. People get in it for various reasons. I'm in it for the truth, and that's why I'm here. So, hey, thanks for the call.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, final hour of the show. And just wrapping up with what I was saying there is this, quite simply. I guess the main thing is this. I don't do radio for you guys. I do it for me. Now, when I say that, I'm not saying I do it for me, meaning that I guess I am saying it. I get out of this what I want to get out of this. And what is that? An overwhelming, pressing urgency, an absolute deep down gut need to talk about the truth. Now, for me, the highest truth is spiritual truth, but there are truths to be found all over the place. That's why I do radio. Now, if you were to go and take something, like maybe when we do our news segments, if you were to say, hey, Frank Whalen on Frankly Speaking Radio from franklyspeakingradio.com said this, who cares what I say? Why should you put any stock in this? Yeah, I'm not a superhero because I have a microphone. I'm a guy just like you. Or, you know, if you're girls, then just same species. What I'm saying here is there's nothing special about us. And if talk show hosts or disc jockeys or anybody else tries to tell you differently, they're lying. They're lying because they've been told the lie. They're lying because they have self-esteem issues. And I've been in radio for 14 years, all over the place. AM, FM, rock and roll, alternative music, modern rock, you name it, I've probably done it or had some interaction with it at some level. Aside from being in radio for 14 years, I also was a musician. So I'm all over this whole thing. I've seen it, and like I said, I know what it's all about. I worked once with a morning show guy. I wasn't on the morning show, but I knew this guy. This guy was pure charisma when the microphone was on. When that microphone was off, he was like the most introverted person. He only had that sort of charm and whatnot, that arrogance, that confidence, that personality when the mic was on. He did not do well with people. Guy would go home and he wouldn't come out of his house. You hear stories about like David Letterman, for example. I mean, the guy is just a complete and total recluse. That's how this guy was. He had self-esteem when he was on the air, and that was it. And I think part of that, him talking himself up about how great he was to balance out the fact that he had no self-esteem. I met another guy who I worked with. He did afternoons. This guy, man, amazing on the air. Just absolute and incredible jock. He was great. He was funny. He was witty. He was quick. All kinds of great, great broadcasts coming out of this guy. When he did personal appearances, which you do in commercial radio, you go out to a place and you do, you know, 60-second breaks. You do two of them every hour, and you get paid. You just say, hey, I'm so-and-so. I'm out here. We're doing this, and here's what they have going on here. And this is why you should come down and see me and see what they have to offer at this place, whatever it may be. Car dealership with cars on sale, a cell phone place with cell phones on sale, a grand opening of a new restaurant, whatever it is. See, and you do that. This guy, he would hide in the corner. He was so self-conscious about himself. A completely different person on the air than they are off the air. Now, what I said is that in radio, I was instructed to talk myself up. They said, hey, when you're on the air, you're letting them know that is the coolest job in the world, and you do it, and everybody wants to be you. I never played that way. I said, this is me. This is the version of me on the air. It's a little different, obviously, just because, because the FCC requires me to be a little bit different than I am in person. But for the most part, you know, this is me. I do this because I need to do this. Okay. I don't do this because I want you to drop my name everywhere. Do I want the show to be successful? I want it to reach more people. Because I want it to get to people. But I don't need to be on the cover of radio industry magazines. I don't need to be given Marconi Awards or inducted in the Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I don't need any of that stuff. It's not about that. I don't it's not my website. It's Webmaster James, his website, franklyspeakingradio.com. He didn't charge you to go there. There's no exclusive content that you got to pay for. I'm not selling anything. I don't do anything. Well, I do stuff, but I don't sell it to you. I've done writings and created music and do all sorts of things. I draw, artist. I don't sell any of that stuff on the air. I'm not in this to make money. I need to make money because this is my job. I need to pay bills. And, because of that, it's a struggle. It's an absolute struggle to pay bills and to make ends meet all the time. For me and for a lot of people, I'm sure. But the point is that I don't view you guys as customers. I view you as friends. Friends in the truth. I'm not in this for fame. I'm not in it for fortune. I'm not in it for glory. I'm in it for the truth. And I believe in John Stadtmiller and I believe in Republic Broadcasting Network. And that's why I'm still here. Because I found integrity to be here. That's all. You got to discern for yourself, folks. That's all there is to it. I'm not going to get on here and play soap opera games and point fingers and dish dirt on people. You know, people call in and say things, and that's fine and dandy. They're entitled to their opinions. Guests will say things. They're entitled to their opinions. But I've been pretty much neutral on everything because to me, it doesn't matter. We got bigger fish to fry, don't we? And so often people talk about, let's work together for something. I don't know. Maybe people are working together. Maybe they're not. I don't know. All I can say is that I put a hefty amount of burden on you to do your own research. So when people, and we get these calls all the time, someone will call into the network and say, hey, you know, to the producer, whoever's there working the boards at the time, hey, ask Frank where he got that last story from. And I'll tell you. Why? Because I don't want you to say Frank Whalen from Frankly Speaking Radio said this. I want you to say the New York Times said this. The LA Times has this. The New York Post has this. The BBC has this. The Associated Press has this. Reuters has this. Stuff it down their throats. Not literally. But just show them. Hold it up. In print. Say, this is what you would source to tell me I'm crazy. You'd pull out a New York Post story or a New York Times story and say, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, then you pull one out, too, from the same source and say, am I? Hold it up. Show them. It doesn't matter what I say. I have no credibility. You want to know why? Because I don't give myself credibility. I don't tell you, trust me, or my top secret sources tell me this. I don't need to do that. It's right there. It's out there for everybody to see, for everybody to find. It's just a matter of looking in the right place. That's all. We share information together. People call into the show and they have information. That's fine. People call me up and tell me, hey, don't take this on the air, but I got this information. Why would I take it on the air? You want to know why? I wouldn't, because you have no way to verify it. Folks, don't trust anybody. There's no reason to. Use your own discernment. Figure these things out for yourself. Look, talk show hosts are not going to save the world. Okay? It's all of us together, regardless of what we do for a living. That's the important point. The truth has to be first and foremost. You know, I don't sit there and brag about myself. There are probably things I could brag about. I tell you about myself and about my life and various things that I feel that you might be interested in or have some sort of relevance to what we're talking about, but that's it. It's not about me. This show is about the content. It's about the guests. It's about the calls. It's about the news. It's about the message. It's not about the host. Okay? I'm just a facilitator. That's it. I'm a college dropout, 32 years old. I got tattoos and piercings. I got facial hair. I did shower today. I guess that's a plus. But who am I to tell you anything? I'm just a guy. There's nothing special about me. Do your own research. These truths are only self-evident, folks, when they have been absorbed by yourself. You can't force somebody to... You could preach to them all day long about the simplest, most obvious things. The sky's blue. No, it's not. Where's your proof? They'll say, oh, I look up there and I see it. Well, when I look up, it looks sort of green to me. So, you know, my point counters your point. Where's your evidence? Where's your proof? Bring it to them. But you have to discover it for yourself. Don't try to go into an information battle with information that you're trying to source talk show hosts. Because you've heard it before and it annoys the crap out of you, doesn't it? When you hear something, well, Rush Limbaugh has this. Who cares about Rush Limbaugh? Well, should we not have the same standards to all of our information distribution? If you're perhaps left-leaning and somebody says, well, on Fox News, you're like, Fox News. And if they say, well, on CNN, you're like, CNN. Don't trust anything. That's why I tell you where you can find all this stuff. That's it. When you have an author on, you know where to find the book. You can go read it for yourself. When we do news segments, you know where to read it at. It's very simple. This is not about, well, what do you think? Do you think this person's cooler than that person? Who cares what I think? Figure it out for yourself. I'm not here to solve your problems or fix, you know, anything for you or wipe your noses or pat you on the back. You might get that, but that's not what I'm here for. We're in this together. We're teammates. We're family. We got to keep our eyes focused here, okay? So get off the pointing fingers and assessments of various behind-the-scenes crap. It doesn't matter. Stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Be aware of our phone number, 800-313-9443. You're more than welcome to weigh in with your thoughts on any of this stuff. Let's go to Eric in Oklahoma. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Man, just fine. I view you as a kindred spirit, man.
Wonderful.
And I had a feeling you were a musician as well. And,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, with the great bumper music kind of cues me off, you know.
Very cool.
But you know what? I appreciate, you know, you have a rare level of dialogue and interview on your show, and it's extended so you can get really delve into things. Mm-hmm. It's, man, you're rare. I love you, man. I very much do. And, you know, about the Alex Jones thing, and I won't, like, get into too much crap, but you know what? He just eviscerated Stat Mueller a few times on air, and I thought it was very, very unprofessional of him. And Stat Mueller always acted like a gentleman. So I actually quit listening to Alex Jones for quite a while. I kind of tune him in occasionally, but it was the pomposity and arrogance it was a turnoff to me, and mm-hmm. it seemed like, you know, you judge people by the fruit, and I think Alex Jones is very heroic in some ways, but it's like there's a lot of cult of personality there, and I don't know, like I said, Stott Mueller kept his integrity on the air, which as an on-air personality, I think that's very important, you know.
Amen.
And
I agree with you. I think in all you're doing is validating exactly what I said, which is you guys are smart enough to make up your own minds. That's all. You know, you guys can figure things out for yourself. I don't need to get on here and bash anybody. You can figure it out.
And it seems like there are so many important things going on right now that personality clashes would seem to, you would just try to want them to have to take the back seat.
Yeah.
Because, man, I'll tell you what, we are on the edge of some amazingly traumatic things for this country, and blowing your own horn and... It serves no purpose other than to blow a horn, you know.
That's right.
And I'll just change the subject real quick. The Austin Wheatgrass. I got the Austin Wheatgrass kit about 2 months ago, and I've been doing the wheatgrass thing. And for the last 2 weeks, I've been going out and all the just collecting wild plants, dandelions, plantains. All different kinds of grasses and juicing them, and I'll tell you what, I feel a lot more energy than I've had. So I'm just trying to do a natural, not a wheatgrass kit, but just going out and juicing things, just edibles that I find. I'll tell you what, I noticed just a complete difference in my energy level, and I think that's. I guess if I was going to get some survival advice, my advice would be to look into that, because God does provide us an out. Everything that we need for our survival is basically right under our feet, and we just don't appreciate it. And
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, that's the whole thing. And maybe it's just me, but you know, I do think it's all God's hand on various things. And when I pray. I pray for him to get his message out there, for him to be glorified. Who cares about, you know, any of this other stuff? I mean, that's what it's all about. And I think that God has led me to this exact place in my life, whether it's this state, this age, all these different things, all the things that comprise who I am. And there are obviously many, many, many different things that make up a person who they are. So same thing for you and for everybody else out there. And God has put you here. And when you listen to a show, or you're led in a certain way, I mean, pay attention. This is the discernment. You are led to hear maybe a certain guest with solutions for you. So, you know, I think that's fantastic. I think you're right on point.
Well, it's good to have big ears, because I really like to listen to everybody. I like to listen. You know what? I found a lot of wisdom in places where I would not have expected it from people that I mm-hmm. you would just very simple people often have very deep wisdom. And what instrument do you play, Frank?
What's that? What instrument?
What instrument do you play?
I started playing bass, and then I... it's a very long story. I'll give you the brief recap. I started playing bass, you know, I learned that. I was self-taught. And then, you know, in the course of, you know, moving around all the different times I've done that, and, you know, I grew up in a military family, so a lot of moving there. And then certainly radio requires a lot of moving as well, so I really haven't changed much in that regard. But, you know, in the course of playing with other people and whatnot, I never quite found a guitarist who could pull off the sounds that I wanted to hear, so I decided to teach myself guitar, so I did that. Write music and lyrics, sing, you know, whatever. I no drums, though. Just can't do it. It's beyond my skill level. Coordinating hands and feet, doing two different things is... just to me, it's just amazing. If anyone can do it, I'm in awe. But no, I just no skill at all on the drums. And
you know, the drummers are mutants, don't you?
Yes, I do. And you know, some of them are very talented mutants, and some of them are not. It's just a great drummer can sometimes be deceptively simple. You know, these people, you know, you'd have to be a musician almost to be able to perceive how great a drummer can be, because sometimes they're just solid, consistent, and they don't showboat, they don't stand out, but they're just 100% piece of rock, you know, just reliable as can be. Stay with us, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Glad you're here. Home stretch, I call it. 25 minutes and counting left in the show. Get your calls in now. 800-313-9443. Let's get back to Eric in Oklahoma. Eric, musician yourself, are you?
Oh, yeah. Used to be. I toured the country with a pretty prominent band for a year or two.
Wonderful.
About a year and a half before I got fired.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, played with a lot of more local bands for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually was like in the minor leagues instead of the major leagues. I almost made the major leagues, but I found out that, you know, it really was not what I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. And
just if I could jump in here, it's interesting. The first time, and playing in a band, it certainly changes the way you view things. I've never really been comfortable sort of in the spotlight, which seems bizarre, I know, doesn't it? I played ice hockey, and I was a goaltender. So, I mean, it's like, if you get scored on, you get scored on. It's not the team that lets you down. You have let the team down. You know, you've let the audience down. You've let the fans down. It's a bizarre situation. Same thing with music. When you play music, it's like you're on stage and you're in the spotlight, and that's fine and dandy, but I've never liked it, per se. Here I'm doing a show called Frankly Speaking, and you know, my name's Frank, so obviously I'm in the spotlight there as well. But it's not something I've ever craved or wanted. It's just that I need to be able to express myself. That's the one defining thing that is consistent in my life, between music, art, sports even, and this. It's like I have to create. I have to do something with my time. And obviously with my faith, it's like, you know, all the glory is for God. I mean, I've always hated people, and you probably have too, when you see them collecting a Grammy or something, and they say, hey, I want to thank God. And you know, you look at it, and you're like, well, you know, God didn't write a stupid song like that. You did, and you don't deserve that award, because that song sucks. But, you know,
the last thing that they were doing was glorifying God with their performance or whatever they were
doing.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, there's something to that. But, you know, it's what I've discovered is this. In every one of those things, I didn't do it for the glory and the appreciation or the recognition or anything like that. I've always done it for me. I played music for me. I wrote songs for me. And when I performed them, and to see people in the crowd singing along with words that you know, it ripped right out of my soul, you know, and put on paper in moments of frustration and desperation, the darkest times of my life, that's a weird thing, man. And you've been there. You know what that feels like. But at the end of the day, you don't do it for them. You do it for you. You do it for you to keep your sanity, to develop, to blossom into the person that you are supposed to be. And it's the same thing with everybody else. You know, I don't do this. This is not a popularity contest for me. I don't care if people listen to the show. I would still do it anyway. I mean, I want people to listen because I want the interaction. I want the calls. I want to be able to communicate stuff to people and be communicated with in return. I like that. But at the same time, it's not about me. I mean, and it's the same thing for music, too. At some point, like you said, you discovered it wasn't really what you wanted, but you probably still play because you do it for you.
Sure. Listen to this. Playing small clubs and stuff, I love. I love the connection and the immediacy. But I like playing larger places, like in Nashville, with the big clubs where it's like, impress me. People are just there, impress me. And it's like, at that point, you get it was almost like, man, you know, I really don't want to just impress you. I felt antagonistic, as a matter of fact, because of the weird energy. You know, it was just like, man, I'd rather be playing smaller clubs where I'm actually looking at faces that I'm making happy instead of these, like, blank, like, trendy people that just, you know, there wasn't much value. The more successful I got, the value
right.
wasn't there. Very interesting, as a matter of fact. And some of the people that I was meeting were I would almost say vampires. Very,
sure.
It was like the dark side of music, and mm-hmm. That's not where I wanted to go. That's not
right.
what I wanted to do, man. And so I came back to Oklahoma and Arkansas and played for Hillbillies.
There you go, man. But you're playing for you, and you're using the gifts and the talents and the abilities that God has given you, and you know where they come from, and you're doing it for Him, and you're doing it for you. You're doing it to be the person that you are supposed to be. You know, the parable of the talents is not just simply a weirdly named currency. I mean, it's about doing something with these talents, and various people have various gifts. I mean, it just depends on what it is. But you use them. You use them because you're supposed to. You develop them because you're supposed to. You go out and you go on stage, and maybe you don't know the song, you know, as good as you should, and you're angry about it. Or maybe you go out on the sports field and you don't play as well as you should have, and you're angry about it. Or maybe you do a radio show, and when you're done with it, you don't feel it was as good as it could have been, and you're mad about it. And you're not mad because of somebody else. You're mad because of you, because you let yourself down, because you know that you're capable, that God has gifted you better than that. And I beat myself up all the time for things, you know, and it's just that's the reason why, though. You know what I mean? It's because I'm trying to, I guess the highest compliment that I could strive for is for God to be pleased with me.
Surely.
Yeah. And that's,
you know,
it.
And with the right attitude, you play better than you can play. You play than yourself as well.
Oh yeah, you're in a different place, man. It's an amazing experience.
And that goes for everything. It's almost, you know, Zen. I'm definitely a Christian, but sometimes the term Zen is such an interesting thing because you're the beginner's mind. You're letting God just really work through you. And you know, sometimes we're limited by our terms. I know I have a lot of Eastern terms that I don't particularly use in the Eastern context, but you know, Zen is definitely just letting all your preconceived notions go and just going, giving it that goodness and light and going for it, you know. And I think that you do that quite a bit. You seem to just fly by the seat of your pants quite a bit on your show and have a great time doing it too, man.
Well, thank you.
Hey, brother, I love you, man, and I'm glad I didn't have to work tomorrow. It's going to rain me out, so I get to
sit
and listen to you, man.
Well, thank you, Eric. I love you too, buddy. Please keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for the phone call tonight. I really appreciate it.
Good evening, brother.
You too,
good
man.
Night.
Good night. Very, very nice. I like that. I like getting to know people. I like you guys knowing about me, too. Let's go to Mary in Georgia. Mary, welcome to the show.
Frank.
Hey, how are you?
I didn't know we had all these musicians on tonight. Actually, I'm one, too.
Are you really?
Yeah, I compose music.
That's great.
Well, now, when I was going to the 501c3 church, I used my talent in church, you know, for everybody. But when I got out of that, I just started composing my own music for my own self, kind of like you said, express yourself, the mood you were
That's
in
right.
or whatever, you
mm-hmm.
know. And I made my own CD, but I haven't done anything with it other than I made a few copies for my kids to have. And I fixed me an extra copy in case mine got messed up. But it's just stuff I do when I need to do something. And it amazes me that God has to be behind it, because sometimes when I get through putting all my tracks together and everything and I play it back, I sit back and I say, I didn't do that. There's no way I did that.
Amen to that. That's fantastic.
But anyway, what I really called about, I know you had a lot of news tonight, and I know you hadn't got to talk about it much, but I was going to wonder if you were going to mention anything about the Queen in D.C. today.
I hadn't planned on it. You know, to me, it was just another, you know, sort of photo op, that sort of thing. Why? Did you have something you'd like to share with us?
Well, yeah. I didn't think anything much about it because I was busy listening to you and some other stuff, and they were showing all them pictures of it on there. But I got this interesting email that this person done some D.C. research, and they say that the Washington Meridian, which passes through the center of the White House through to the Mall in D.C., represents at least two time periods. And those two time periods are July the 4th, 1776, and May the 7th, 2007, which is today. And it says, does anyone find it odd that the Queen of England would visit the occult capital of the world, Washington, D.C., exactly at this point in time on May the 7th, and in the exact spot, the meridian? Now, it gives a few paragraphs about what the AP news story had to say about it. Washington turned out adoring school children and ladies in hats for Queen Elizabeth's visit. The White House laid out special touches at President Bush's first ever white tie state dinner. Now, I didn't know that he never wore a white tie to a state dinner, but according to this article, it says it was the first ever white tie state dinner to honor America's closest ally and make the Queen feel welcome. It also mentions in parentheses that white is the color of surrender. Now, we all know about raising the white flag. But then it mentions a goof he made. It said the Queen had to give the embarrassed president a gracious nod after he suggested she had celebrated the United States founding in 1776.
Yeah, I caught that.
which he meant to say 1976 bicentennial festivities. Now, talking about the meridian is both July 4, 1776 and May 7, 2007. It says Bush focused on the partnership between the United States and Britain in Iraq. In just 4 minutes, he mentioned freedom and liberty 7 times.
Hey, Mary, you're kind of muffled there.
Oh, am I?
Yep, much better.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He mentioned in just 4 minutes freedom and liberty 7 times. And he also said, I appreciate your leadership during these times of danger and decision. Now, mentioning freedom and liberty 7 times in 4 minutes, which is 7 and 4, July the 4th, or people that believe in the numerology, like the Illuminati do, 7 and 4 could also be an 11. And as far as her leadership during the days of danger, this is a very big statement because leadership is much different than partnership. So it is fairly obvious that they are speaking in code, even though most people focus on how stupid Bush sounds. It is not stupidity, ladies and gentlemen. It is an announcement. So what do you think about that?
I think that's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. I wish I would have received that email. That's really impressive. Things I didn't know. So.
Well, I was going to send it to you, but I didn't know if you'd get it during your show or not.
Probably not. I don't even really have any functional computers here at the moment, so it's something I can get access to during the breaks. But the breaks being only 3 minutes, you know.
I don't know how much this person knows, but they left a little P.S. thing at the bottom, talking about this weather that's forming outside Virginia and
yes.
North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
that.
And then all these storms that's going on in the plains and all. Mm-hmm. It says, keep an eye on this. These two systems may collide.
Yeah, that was one of my news segments. And, of course, I wasn't going to go forward with that possible collision because I think it's way too early to tell. But it is certainly likely. And if it is, you know, just more icing on the cake. I mean, we've got – did you see all the earthquakes at Yellowstone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there's that, and then you've got these tornadoes, and certainly in Kansas. I mean, F5 just annihilated this entire town. It's a small town, granted, but, I mean, just the town. It's just, it's crazy stuff. And did you, I'm sure you saw about the looters who were picked up?
No, I missed that one.
Okay. There were I think, there were like 6 people that they arrested or something who were looters. There were 2 Red Cross workers, but they weren't really Red Cross workers. 2 soldiers. Huh? There was a cop. So these are the kind of people who are doing the looting because, of course, they get to defy curfew. They get to be in these places when the people are not, and of course, they got busted looting. So go figure. There's our illustrious first responders. So, yeah, go figure.
Right. Okay, well, Frank, I guess I'll talk to you next time.
Hey, I look forward to it. Are you guys getting any of that rain yet?
We got a little bit yesterday, and we were supposed to get some today, but we didn't get any today.
Well, I'll be praying for it. I know you guys still got a lot of dryness there in Georgia. So
I do tell you, the last thing I heard, though, that the smoke had gotten so bad, there's a town in McRae. I don't know if you know how far that is from Waycross.
No.
But it's basically a 2.5-hour drive. And the people there were having to drive with their lights on because the smoke was so thick.
Wow.
So it's a pretty bad fire down there.
Yeah, it would seem so. Wow.
And 95,000 acres so far, and that was several days ago, so I don't know how many it is now.
Wow. Well, I'll be praying for rain for you guys, that's for sure.
All right.
Clear out that air a little bit. You take care, Mary.
You too now.
All right. Bye-bye. Fantastic stuff. Tammy in Tennessee, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yes. How are you, Tammy?
Okay. Oh, I'm fine. Frank, I wanted to weigh in on the Alex thing. Not the Alex John, you know, whatever, but just the Alex thing, because I listened for Alex for a long time, and when I first started listening to him, it was good to hear somebody go off on a rant other than me. But the more that I listen, and the bigger that Alex has got, the set, there's enough lies to expose to go around for everybody. But Alex has such a hard time, like when the gym guys Alex, and you are probably about the same age, but he talks over everybody. He's adversarial to his callers. He's adversarial to his guests. And there's a big difference between passion and just going off the deep end. And I would get so irritated because I would actually have that show on while I work. And I'm self-employed, so I can do that. And that was a good way to get people, even if they only caught a snippet here and there, you know, then they still would start to open their minds a little bit. And it got to where I just had to turn him totally off at work, because anytime anybody would try to listen, he would be off on a tangent for 20 or 30 minutes. And it got to where it was so frustrating. And I even called into the network and said, hey, you know, tell, oh.
Time for a break. Stay with us, folks. Back in three, and then we'll be concluding our broadcast for the evening. But don't worry, we're not going anywhere, of course. In about 20 hours and 10 minutes, we'll be back to do it all over again. Please stay with us, folks. Back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
I got the young girl down.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Tail end of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and we continue with our caller, Tammy from Tennessee. Go ahead, Tammy.
Hello, Frank.
Hi.
Yes, but the whole point of that is that that's why I love RBN, and that's why I think they're growing, and it's easier for me to tell people to listen to RBN because the hosts have such an even keel. You know, you're mature way beyond your years. John, the only thing I've ever heard him go off about is an issue. I've not ever really heard him go off on anybody. Now, if he has, I've missed it, but I mean, that's a big part of it. You can't get people to listen if you're screaming at the top of your lungs.
I agree. And, you know, but there's no slight against Alex. It's just that I operate differently. I'm a relatively mellow dude, honestly. You know, I don't jump for joy when I get good news, and I don't, you know, break furniture when I have bad news. I'm pretty mellow guy, really, altogether. I mean, I get mad on occasion, but usually I keep myself relatively contained. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. But, you know, people have different ways and different things that they do in their broadcasts, and people have different ways that they express themselves and different ways they conduct their show. Everybody's entitled to their own style, and you know, you guys, like I said, you're smart enough to figure everything out for yourself. I don't need to dish dirt. It's just, to me, it's not the way I've been. It's not the way I've been taught to do radio in 14 years. So.
Well, I mean, to me, it's not even about dishing dirt or dirt. And don't get me wrong, I love Alex. I think that he's done more than most people his age as far as waking up, and he did it way younger than I would have ever even thought about it. But and, of course, the listeners will decide. But the whole issue is, if you need more people to listen and you want to get the word out, you can't get the word out. And if you have that kind of an audience, you know, you can't get the word out by that kind of demeanor. And I think that, and I hope that RBN, you know, continues to do well. I know it's a struggle. And so that's why I want to try to patronize y'all and promote y'all as much as possible. But on the same note, I want to get the word out. The more people that are informed, the easier it's going to be if things get really bad for me and mine.
Right on.
So, you know, it's I guess goes back to the old adage, you attract more flies with honey instead of a vinegar, you know.
Yeah, that's my philosophy.
But well, the last thing that I want to say, because I know you probably have a couple of other calls, it would be really good. I'd love to hear you have Terry Anderson on. And since he's in California, he might could do a couple of hours at the beginning of the show.
All right. I'll look into that.
On immigration. You know,
okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much, Tammy. I surely do appreciate the call. And I appreciate all of you, as always. We are at the tail end of the show here, so that's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. But, you know, what it boils down to, and I've mentioned this before, I was asked to give a speech to the University of Arkansas students, and it was about success. And I said, really, you sure you want me? And they said, yeah. And I said, okay. Well, okay, I'll do it. And I did. And the gist of it was this. You know, people could view me as being successful. You know, to me, it's, I don't know. I had to figure out what it was that defined success. And what I discovered was this. Success is when you can lay your head down at the end of the day and say, I've done the very best I could do. No matter what you're doing, if you're doing the very best you can do with the time that you've been allotted, I think you're successful. So have a successful day. See you tomorrow.